The case comes from 2008 in Geauga County when Robert Schill accidentally hit and killed a bicyclist. The bicyclist's widow sued for wrongful death. Schill had claimed he was covered by his elderly father's umbrella insurance policy for resident relatives, defined as people with the same domicile. Robert Schill owns a home in Ohio, and his father stays there for long periods while dealing with the business he has here. But his father pays taxes and votes based on the address of the home he shares with his wife in Florida. So the question is, where is Robert Schill's father's legal domicile, Ohio or Florida? Sean Maestel argued for the insurance company and told Justice Terrence O'Donnell this is a very important question.
Where you may vote was determined by your domicile. Where your children go to school is determined by the parents' domicile. Where you pay taxes is determined by your domicile. Where individuals get divorced is determined by your domicile.
How many domiciles does an individual have?
One.
And Maestel argued that since Schill's father doesn't own a house in Ohio but lives with his wife in Florida, it's apparent that his intent is to return to Florida, so Florida is his domicile. And Maestel said Robert Schill has a home in Ohio and hasn't been to Florida in 20 years. So obviously, Robert is not a resident relative and cannot be covered by the insurance policy. But the attorney for the bicyclist's widow, Stephen Keefe, said Schill's father is trying to have it both ways, to claim a domicile in Florida for tax purposes, but to spend much of his time in Ohio with his son and his business. Chief Justice Maureen O'Connor wondered to Keefe about the many Ohioans who go back and forth between Ohio and homes in other states.
They're going to be advised to take your assets, take your businesses, and relocate them out of the state of Ohio. That's the end result of this policy that has been obviously put forth by the 8th District Court of Appeals.
I don't believe that to be the case, but the Court of Appeals says it's not subjective intent alone. It's been an objective intent standard. Intent plus conduct.
Keefe said Schill's father spends a lot of time in Ohio, living in the house that his son owns. So the umbrella policy covers the son. And Keefe said that because there are a lot of implications to where people are domiciled, they can't just change their domiciles on a whim.
Well, to change domicile, they have to follow the rule, which is abandoning the first one with no intent to return to it.
Maestel, the insurance company's attorney, admitted that a law passed after Schill's father changed his domicile requires people who do that file an affidavit.
I believe that is respectfully unconstitutional because it would mandate that every citizen in the state in the United States be deemed a domicile of Ohio unless they file an affidavit with the Ohio Secretary of State or its Department of Taxation.
And Maestel said the decision in this case could affect every domicile question the state of Ohio has. Karen Kessler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.